Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. We are so glad that you've tuned in to your local radio station and to listen to The Good Stuff. I want to remind you that Tri-State Livestock News covers all aspects of agriculture, including information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. They're all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And we're closing in on Halloween coming up here in a week or so. So we have a few Halloween stories for you. We'll get some other good stuff on here for you as well.
That's right. How about some interesting Halloween facts?
Oh, that'd be good.
Okay. Did you know that Halloween happens every evening on the 31st of October? I think you knew that.
I knew that much.
Yeah. It marks the start of All Hallowtide, a series of Christian holidays meant to remember the dead, such as loved ones, saints, and martyrs. And current Halloween customs can be traced to the pagan traditions of ancient Celtics, particularly the festival of Samhain, which means summer's end. It is part of their preparation for the gloomy winter. I think preparing for the gloomy winter, that alone is worth a lot. Oh, Celtics believed that the boundary from the other world is weaker during Samhain, allowing spirits to pass through and walk among us. People left food offerings outside their homes to appease the spirits. And then by the 1500s, the festival began to include costumes and house-to-house visits. Young people impersonated the spirits, recited verses, and sang songs in exchange for food. Households obliged to receive good fortune. Halloween, the actual Halloween, first appeared in Christian writings around 1745. It is a shortened form of the term Hallows Evening, referring to the vigils and other activities the night before All Hallows Day, also called All Saints Day. And most celebrations of saints and martyrs were held from spring to summer. In 1837, Pope Gregory IV moved All Saints Day to November 1, which coincides with Samhain. This was a practical decision to decongest Rome from pilgrims during summers.
Wow.
Very interesting reason to move these hallowed events around,
yes,
isn't it?
I
to remove it the too. Congestion.
Remember I started a while back some facts that will actually teach you something?
Yes, I do.
I think I probably should give you a few more of those.
Revisit that?
Yes. A buttload is an actual unit of measurement. I'm not
really?
Making this up. It's written right here. Equivalent to 126 gallons.
Really?
No idea where that came from.
But someone is still laughing about
that. I bet so. There's less time between the existence of the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the existence of humans than there was between the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Stegosaurus. Two different dinosaurs, yeah.
Hmm.
Crocodiles are more closely related to birds than to lizards.
I knew that. Mm.
But doesn't that kind of go in with the theory that dinosaurs actually, a lot of those, they had feathers?
Yeah. It goes back to that. I don't know.
I wasn't there. Don't remember.
Yeah, me neither.
Africa is bigger than the United States, China, India, Spain, France, and several other countries combined. Wow.
Oh.
Big area.
That's a lot.
A jiffy is an actual unit of time, not just an expression. It's equal to 33.3564 picoseconds.
Really? So how long is that? I guess it's a jiffy.
I don't know what a picosecond is, so I'm going to have to get the book out on that one.
Yeah.
The lint that collects in the bottom of your pockets has a name. Gnur. I don't know if you pronounce the G on that or not. Maybe it's
I don't know either.
Maybe it's just nerr. I'm not sure. A beginner's guide to decoding work emails. When you get these, this is what they mean. The beginner's guide. I have a question. That means I have 18 questions. I'll look into it. And that equals I've already forgotten about it. I tried my best equals I did the bare minimum. Happy to discuss further equals don't ask me about this again. No worries. That equals you really messed up this time. Take care equals this is the last you'll ever hear from me. And cheers. That means I have no respect for you or myself. So if you are out there in the workforce and you get those emails, now you know what they really mean.
I guess so. And well, let's wrap it up with may you never burn your biscuits. Never let your beans boil dry. May your steak be to your liking and your coffee strong as lye.
Words to live by from The Good Stuff.